President-elect Donald Trump repeatedly threatened to investigate, prosecute, and imprison his perceived enemies during his campaign. Now that he's headed back to the White House, his targets are bracing themselves. And as NPR's Tom Dreisbach reports, some of Trump's allies are pushing for retribution.
Mark Zaid is an attorney in Washington, D.C., represents a lot of people who work in national security. And Trump has threatened several of his clients for criticizing him, said they should be in jail. So when Trump won the election, Zaid knew he needed to make some calls.
A lot of it is to simply get folks ready, secure lawyers, CPAs, you know, securing finances and things like that, even being out of the country in the most extreme of circumstances.
Zaid is telling some of his clients to leave the country because it gives them more options to fight against politically motivated prosecutions. Now, that might sound like overkill, but Zaid says he just doesn't know how far Trump might go.
It's sort of like we know the hurricane is approaching on Saturday, so we're going to make sure we have enough food and water to be able to ride out the storm. We just don't know, unfortunately, how long that storm's going to be.
NPR found more than 100 examples of Trump threatening to investigate, prosecute, imprison, or otherwise punish his enemies during his campaign, including political opponents like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, his critics, even journalists. Trump's pick for Attorney General, Congressman Matt Gaetz, has also called for criminal investigations of Trump's critics. The threats are not new. During Trump's first term, he pressured the Justice Department to prosecute Hillary Clinton and other rivals, but lawyers who worked for him often pushed back.
He can direct his Department of Justice to open prosecutions. And if they are baseless, I do think that there would be career prosecutors who would say, this is baseless.
Mary McCord worked at the Justice Department for nearly 25 years. She told me some people might go along, but most people there would resist if Trump ordered out-and-out political prosecutions. Although she said Trump's pick of a hardcore partisan like Gaetz as Attorney General suggests he'll follow through on his threats of retribution.
The damage will be severe, even just one or two investigations into political opponents when there's nothing to point at as being a violation of law.
For one thing, Trump could effectively make an example out of just a few people and intimidate everyone else into silence. It's unclear how much Trump's voters actually supported his talk of retribution, as opposed to his plans on inflation or immigration. On election day, I met Joe Girard, a 68-year-old Trump superfan in Canaan, New Hampshire.
I got a 6-foot Trump in my spare room. I got a Trump banner on my house.
Okay, you love the man, huh?
I love the man.
I asked him about all the talk of revenge.
And Trump says he wants to go after some of his opponents. And
that's what they said. Yeah. That's not true. Nope, that's
not
true.
He does say he wants to appoint a special counsel to investigate Joe Biden.
Investigate? Look what they did to him. They're the threat to democracy.
Other Trump voters have said this is all just campaign talk. But some of Trump's most prominent allies disagree.
The Justice Department's getting swept out. The FBI's getting swept out. You people suck, okay? And now you're going to pay the price for trying to destroy this country.
This is Steve Bannon on election night. He's Trump's former top strategist and still advises him. Bannon is calling for prosecutions of Special Counsel Jack Smith and Dr. Anthony Fauci, among others.
And you deserve what we call rough Roman justice, and we're prepared to give it to you.
Another voice pushing prosecutions is Mike Davis. He's a right-wing attorney who clerked for Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch and is close to the Trump team. After the election, he threatened New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's a Democrat whose office sued the Trump Organization for business fraud.
Listen here, sweetheart. We're not messing around this time. And we will put your fat ass in prison for conspiracy against rights. And I promise you that.
As for Trump himself, just a few days after the election, he posted on social media that people were spreading false rumors that he would sell shares in his social media company, Truth Social. He said those people should be, quote, immediately investigated by the appropriate authorities. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.